Today, we return to Apna Street. Our guide, once again, is producer Julian Crandall Holler. In Mumbai, the city once known as Bombay, it's illegal to live on the street, as it is in New York or Paris or any number of cities around the world. But in Mumbai, laws have not stopped people from constructing ramshackle homes on the sidewalks. And every so often, as you have heard on this series, those dwellings have been destroyed by the municipal corporation. Authorities say pavements are for pedestrians and should be kept clear of the homeless, as well as the unlicensed hawkers who sell everything from hot dogs to cheap souvenirs. Over the years, the pavement dwellers of Mumbai have told Julian Crandall Holler many horror stories of these periodic demolitions, which used to happen without warning. Today, officials are supposed to give the people on the street 24 hours notice in writing. During one visit, Julian Crandall Holler was in the right place at the right time to witness a demolition on 14th Gully.
I had just reached the Myla Milan office in Baitla. I planned to just look in and then hop in a taxi to meet a friend for lunch at Grant Road Station, a couple of miles away. I was literally walking in when Belly, one of the street kids, rode up on a very rickety bike, followed 2 yards behind by an agitated Sona. "Come, Julian, by. They're demolishing the huts on 13th Gully. Come on, quick." I really didn't know what I could do, but I bundled Sona into a taxi and we drove as fast as we could the half mile to Shantinagar, the name of the red light district. Now, there are lanes or gullies that run down from Suklaji Street. Short, they're no more than 100 yards, but they're crowded with brothels. And Sona and Shalaz live on 14th Gully. Everybody is out on the street. Total confusion. Looks like they've all been waiting for Sona to come and take charge and tell them what to do. The BMC, they've got a crane. They just demolished a house nearby. Somebody should go and phone the office. There must be 20 men and women, all presumably members of Myla Milan, milling round Sona. I'm really too far away to hear what she's telling them, but my guess is she's told someone to go phone Salim and Jochen and as fast as they can. Someone pipes up. "The tracks have gone down 13th Gully. That's away from us." Kaina? Kaina is here? Kaina himself? Kaina issued the order to tear down the huts? Now, Kaina is the deputy commissioner in charge of clearing the streets of pavement dwellers. Last week, he cleared away the street hawkers around Crawford Market because they didn't have permits. Kaina simply doesn't buy excuses. I'm at the top of the lane now, and a BMC truck is indeed headed away from us, off down Suklaji Street.
Okay, Grant Road Station.
So, I'd better go and see if my taxi's still waiting.
Gone. BMC gone? Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I want to leave.
See you tomorrow.
And I head off to Grant Road Station. 10 minutes by taxi, no more. Anand is waiting for me. Are you ready to go and eat? But something's bothering me. I have a premonition. I should go back now to 14th Gully. Tout sweet. Anand, are you very hungry? Or can you wait half an hour? I must go back to 14th Gully. Will you come? So, here we are, once again, back at the corner of Balasis Road and Suklaji Street. And Anand is not a very fast walker.
Yeah.
and heading down 14th Gully is a huge front loader.
Just stay with me. Huh? Stay with me. Stay with me.
It's scooping up the hopes of 50 families and depositing them into a truck.
Who's the person in charge here?
Presumably he's the tall man in army fatigues, striding down the gully behind the two front loaders, stopping at each hut.
I want to know why you're doing the demolition today.
Kainar doesn't mince his words. He gets straight to the point. He tells the man in front of me, "You don't have a permit for this shop. It's an illegal structure. You move, or we'll have to demolish it. You can't conduct a commercial business on the street without a license." Kainar himself's checking their papers and their ration cards, and he seems to be trying to calm everyone down. And he doesn't seem to be putting on any airs. He is a big shot, but he's also a backward caste man who's risen up through the ranks. And nor does it seem to bother him when I thrust this microphone right into his face.
So can I just ask you for National Public Radio, why are you doing the demolition on a Saturday and it's still during the monsoon?
We are removing unauthorized encroachments on the roads and footpath. Most of them are commercial.
Even in this street they're commercial?
Some people have represented their residential occupation. That is why I'm inspecting. And whenever I found that they are really genuine residential people, we are excluding them from demol action.
Do you normally give them notice that you're doing this?
Or somebody behind me says, "Kainar's just demolished that house on the corner because it belongs to Daoud. That's why he's here today." Now, Daoud Ibrahim's the city's most notorious mafia don. He lives in exile in Dubai. He's the man accused of masterminding bomb blasts that have killed over 100 in the city earlier this year. But people in the apartments nearby are also complaining about the pavement dwellers setting up their house here in the street.
Right, residential people, we are not normally demolishing during
monsoon. Even if they're pavement dwellers?
Yeah, pardon?
Even if they're pavement dwellers?
We are not normally removing during monsoon. So here some people are residing. I have come to see whether they are really occupying for residential purpose. If they are residential, we are not removing. We are removing only commercial and these are illegal activities.
If it's a shop or anything, you'll remove it?
Right. Shop plus building materials, then other encroachment, like stocking up the wood.
Whatever that may mean.
I was going to phone your office. Now I found you in person because I know this street.
We are very sympathetic to the pavement dwellers. Whosoever is occupying on the road, they are residing out of compulsion. So we have a full sympathy for them. But at the same time, normally during monsoon, although I am not removing, but after monsoon, we might take removal action.
If they're blocking pedestrians in 14th Gully, even if those pedestrians are customers visiting the brothels.
Vehicular traffic. So not particularly at this point. We are just looking on, and whenever we find that it is really serious encroachment, we are removing. I cannot guarantee. After monsoon, we might remove even residential huts also. Whenever they cause serious obstructions or inconvenience, annoyance to the public members.
You just take the building materials. What do you do about the pots and pans and all the things, the household possessions? Do you leave them for the people or do you take them as well?
If the people claim,
apparently the BMC just confiscate people's building materials. You can claim them back if you pay.
What about things like their cooking utensils? Do you take those as well?
Cooking materials, yeah. If it is for commercial purpose, we are taking away. If it is residential, we are not normally disturbing.
I'd love to know how you make the difference.
But those can be released after paying our necessary charges.
So you are sympathetic to the plight of the pavement dwellers?
Certainly. Poor people.
Yeah.
Although basically it is my duty to remove all sorts of encroachment, but if it is a poor and very pathetic scene or very downtrodden people, we do sympathetic. We normally try to avoid the actions against them.
And you don't basically give any of them notice?
Pardon?
You don't give any of them advance warning that you're coming?
Normally for the roads and footpaths, we are liable to remove without notice.
Kainar's off. No more time to waste. Behind his little band, two trucks piled high with the flotsam and jetsam of people's lives. It's like the tide going out. And you look to see what's been left behind. And there's one familiar sight I can tell you right away, it's missing.
You Mahila Milan member?
Ah, Mahila Milan.
Yeah. What's happened to Shanaz's shop?
Madras. Madras.
Yeah, I know.
Madras. Madras.
But where's her shop gone? Her shop is gone?
Shanaz sells cigarettes, soap, batteries and toothpaste from a plywood bookcase outside her hut. It fits the definition of an illegal commercial structure to the T, and I don't see it.
They are not demolished. Some people are holding ration card from 10 years, last 10 years.
Come on. Chalo.
Time for Anand and I to find our taxi yet again. We head back to the top of the gully, and I know something's missing here. But what? I know what it is. Sual Ahmed's sari shops disappeared into the front loader. All those pinks, greens and oranges, they're all gone, just a dirty blank wall left. Sual and his brother look as if they've been hit by a hurricane.
You must feel pretty angry now.
Yes,
he's angry.
How much have you lost?
Mera 100 rupees ka nuksan hua hai roz ka.
Roz ka. He's getting not 100 rupees from this shop daily.
So you've lost all the stock?
Lost all. When I've stalled the malmatta, how much has it
Malmatta to gaya hai
50,000 ka.
50,000 ka? Sab saadi veedi thi istri ka.
He was a saadi merchant, saadi clothes, and he's lost 50,000 rupees.
Just lost like that in 10 minutes, gone. Will you be able to put back your business together again?
I bet Sual Ahmed will start up again, even if it's just on a bench. His regular customers are here. He can't just move to another street.
Alternate to earn any other business. This is the only business.
Good luck. Okay, where's our taxi? Thank you very much.
A lot has happened since that Saturday on 14th Gully. Sual Ahmed was indeed back on his feet inside a couple of months. And it turns out I was wrong about Shanaz's shop. Her husband had removed the goods from the shelves before Kainar and his boys entered 14th Gully. And belonging to Mahila Milan was definitely a plus. The members knew what to do, how to stay calm, and their huts were spared. As for Kainar, he got into a political dogfight with the chief minister of the state of Maharashtra, accused him of being hand in glove with Dawood Ibrahim, the mafia don, of turning a blind eye to Dawood's property holdings in Mumbai. The chief minister said Dawood owned nothing in Mumbai. Kainar was suspended. He went on the offensive and became a public symbol in the never-ending fight against corruption in high places. There have been more demolitions in Shantinagar since. And sadly, there'll probably be more to come. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Mumbai.
On our next visit, which will be the last in this series, Julian takes us to a place north of the city where the women of Mahila Milan hope eventually to build homes. He calls the program A House of Our Own.